My name is Erica Talia McCarthy, and I use gratitude as a cornerstone for attracting everything I want in my life. I am here to show you how to reduce stress, create great habits, and develop a winning mindset that will allow you to create the life of your dreams by planting gratitude seeds and watching your gratitude garden grow. Come on my journey with me as I share what has worked and what has not worked in my life. Let's manifest, change our mindsets, and make this world a better place together. Welcome to the Gratitude First Garden. I am so happy you are here. Hey God, it's me. Oh God, I am dealing with a major dilemma here. So I recently created this amazing art piece and I thought it was amazing. I thought it was super cutting edge and it was trendy and it was really, really unique and I was so excited about it, God. But when I showed it to people, they didn't have the same reaction at all. They said that I was being too out there and I was doing too much and I should create art that's more mainstream and not so bold. I mean, isn't art meant to be bold, God? I mean, aren't you expressing yourself and isn't it meant to be unique? God, I don't know. That really, really discouraged me because now I'm almost feeling like I should go back into my shell. Like, should I stand out? Should I be myself? I can't help if I naturally stand out. I can't help if I'm naturally different. But should I go back into my shell just so that I can please other people and I can conform to what society expects me to be and how society expects me to act? I mean, I don't know, God. I just am weighing this heavily on my mind. It's like, on one hand, if I stand out, I get a lot of flack and negative feedback and criticism. But if I hide myself and if I go back into my shell, I'm not being who I truly am. I'm not being authentic to me. Which one is it, God? Which one is the best way to go? Because right now, I'm just so confused. I could really, really use your help. Thank you so much. Amen.
Erica, you are meant to be the unicorn.
Hello, my Gratitude First Gardeners. Let us take a moment to close our eyes and take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And think about all of the amazing things that we are grateful for today. What are you grateful for? Who are you grateful for? Well, if we really just take the time to reflect on that question, the list is endless. We have so much to be thankful for. We have so many things and people that we can just show a ton of gratitude for right now. And I just want to take a moment out of our day to stop and to be in this moment, to be here now, and to just stop and say thank you. So let us sit quietly for just a moment and say thank you. Let us do that now. Very good, my gratitude for scarfers. Let us take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And open our eyes and start the show after this short break. Having an amazing day, an amazing week, an amazing month, an amazing year. And you know the deal. I want to know exactly how you're doing. So come and say hello online. You can find me on Instagram at Gratitude First. That is Gratitude1ST. You can also find me on YouTube at Gratitude First. You can find me in my Facebook group also at Gratitude First. Or you can just send me an old-fashioned email at hello@gratitudefirst.com. I would absolutely love to connect with you guys. I love it. You guys make my day when you send me DMs, when you send me emails. And I know that sometimes I get so busy, you guys, so I don't respond to your DMs right away. Trust me, I am not ignoring you. So please don't think that sometimes it just gets a little bit busy. But when I do see your DMs, and it just warms my heart. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I love getting your emails. I respond to every single email myself. I do not have someone responding. I respond to the DMs. So yeah, you guys, just, I love to connect with you. So yeah, just hit me up. Tell me how you're doing. Say hello. You know, if you want to ask me any questions about business or mindset or spirituality, or if you just want to tell me like how your day is going, it doesn't matter. I absolutely love connecting with you guys. So come and say hello. It's like literally one of my favorite things is about Gratitude First is like just connecting with my beautiful Gratitude First gardeners. So yay. I love you guys so much. You guys, oh my gosh, I am feeling so good right now. I had the most amazing smoothie from Smoothie King. It was, I forgot what the name of it is, you guys, but it was like the cinnamon and chocolate. If you know the name, like, let me know. Because I forgot the name of it. I wanted something really light for dinner because I made like a really heavy lunch today. And it's already like, you know, I try to stop eating at like 7:30. My alarm goes off at 7:30 p.m. every single day to remind me not to eat. But of course, like if I'm going out with friends and, oh, speaking of going out with friends, you guys, well, let me finish my thought. If I'm going out with friends, or, you know, sometimes, you know, I eat a little bit later, or if I'm out with friends, like, you know, I'm naturally going to eat later, but most days I stop eating at 7:30. So I wanted like a really light, like something light because I had such a heavy lunch. So I just got a smoothie and it was like exactly what I needed. So yay for Smoothie King. OMG, you guys, I had the most amazing weekend. I celebrated my BFF's birthday. Allie, I love you. Celebrated my BFF's birthday. It was so much fun, but it was definitely an adventure, you guys. It was one of those days where it's like, oh, this could be like... this could be like almost a movie. Like it wasn't that dramatic, but it was pretty darn dramatic, you guys. And not that anyone like got into, you know, it wasn't like Atlanta Housewives dramatic, right? So nobody got into like any altercations or anything like that. It was just, oh my gosh, you guys, it was just, oh, it was a lot. It was like one of those things where it's like, oh my God, I'm so happy I meditated this morning, because it was like one thing after the other that like if it could go wrong, it went wrong. It was kind of one of those nights, you guys. If it could go wrong, it went wrong. But that's why it's important to have a I'm going to do a public service announcement. That's why it's so important to have a really strong morning routine, whether it's a spiritual practice or whether it's yoga or just like you exercising or, you know, what have you, whatever your thing is, like just make sure you wake up in the morning and you set a really good foundation for your day, because you never know what's going to happen. I'm so happy. Like I did my meditation and my spiritual practices that morning, you guys, because oh my goodness. Woo! But Allie had fun, and that's all that matters. By the end of the night, we were laughing. It was hilarious. So, my Allie, I love you so much. You are such a dear sister / friend to me. I'm so happy that we have known each other forever. We've literally known each other since middle school, you guys. So, and I'm 34 now. So that tells you how many years we've been rocking together. So Allie, I love you, my dear. You're so beautiful inside and out. I cannot imagine my life without you. And I'm so happy that despite everything, you had such an amazing birthday. Love you. Okay, you guys. Oh my God. Do we have any Sagittariuses? So, Saggies, I want to hear from you. Say hello. Let me know when your birthday is, because I would love to hear from you. Yay. I love Sagittarius, fellow fire sign. Yay, Sagittarius, Leos. I love Leos too. So, okay, my loves, we are going to jump into this episode, and we're going to talk about, speaking of fire, we're going to talk about being the unicorn in your world. And I think that's a very fiery aspect, right? Like when you think of a unicorn, you automatically think of someone who sticks out, someone who stands out, someone who's bold, someone who's authentic, right? Like when I think of unicorns, I think of, you know, they're different, they're magical, they're mystical. You know, if you saw a unicorn in a room full of horses, you would automatically draw your attention to the unicorn, right? So I think that's a very like fiery element, like standing out, sticking out above the crowd, right? So we are going to talk about why you should embrace being the unicorn in your world, amongst your friends, amongst your colleagues, amongst your family members, whatever atmosphere you find yourself in, like embrace the fact that you're different. Embrace the fact that you're unique. Embrace the fact that you are the unicorn. Because you guys, you know, first of all, why would you want to be like everyone else, right? Like, that's boring. But secondly, you know, it's the unicorns that are the trendsetters, you guys. It's the unicorns that set the tone for the future in the, you know, how the trends that are going to happen in the future and what everyone is going to start doing, right? When I think of unicorns, right, I think of people who like start the new dances on TikTok, right? Or who, you know, create like amazing artwork that is like so unique and so out of this world. And then soon other people start following it, right? They start creating really cool artwork, or they start, you know, that's why we see all of these viral TikTok videos with the same dance. Well, someone had to create that dance first, right? Someone had to be the first person to put out that video. And those are our unicorns, you guys. And what happens a lot of times, unfortunately, when we try to set trends, or when, and we don't even have to intentionally try to set trends, it doesn't have to be like a, oh, look at me, you know, I'm over here and I'm the unicorn. You know, if that's not your personality, that's fine. That's definitely not my personality either. But I'm naturally like, and I've been told this like a million times, like, you naturally stand out, right? You naturally stick out from the crowd. And I used to try to, you know, dim myself down, right? And I still struggle with this sometimes, honestly, you guys. Like, if I walk into a gathering or a get together, right? Like, I've recently gotten a lot more comfortable with like, okay, you know, I'm naturally gonna stand out, you know, people are naturally gonna either look at me or be drawn to me or want to chat with me, right? And that, I love that, right? But before, I would, you know, try to hide myself in the corner. I would try to fit in as much as possible. I would try to not make myself, you know, so noticed. And it's not even that, you know, if you know me, like, you know, in, you know, if you've ever met me in person, like, you know, my personality is not loud or boisterous or anything like that. I think it's just, you know, some people have sort of this energy or aura about them where even if they don't say anything, like, people naturally notice them. And that's like me, right? I don't even have to be loud or the life of the party, and I don't desire to be the life of the party, but people will just naturally notice me, right? And if that's you, right, whatever side of the spectrum you're on, whether you're the unicorn that loves to be the life of the party, I think that's amazing, right? If you're the one who will get in the middle of the dance floor and just dance and everyone gathers around you, or if you're the unicorn that has that aura about you where you can just walk into a room and you really don't have to say anything, but, you know, everyone's looking at you, all eyes are on you anyway, whatever unicorn you are, you guys, I want you to own it, okay? And a lot of times what happens is when we naturally stand out, right, people will try to bring us down, right? So let's say you create something amazing and you show, you know, maybe your family this artwork that you created, or you created a piece of music that you know is like cutting edge and trendy, but you're still so proud of it. Maybe when you, you know, show people that artwork, or when people listen to that music, they put it down, right? They're like, oh, you know, this is too different. This doesn't sound like anything I've ever heard. And some people may love it and they may be like, oh my God, you know, this doesn't sound like anything I've ever heard. This is so cool. But then there are always going to be those Debbie Downers and those naysayers who try to put you into a box, right? And who say, you know, oh, don't stick out too much, right? Or, the world isn't ready for this yet. Why don't you hold on to that for a couple of years, right? Or, oh, this is a little bit too out there, too different, right? And I want to encourage you to keep going anyway. Don't dim your light. Don't, you know, try to fit into other people's boxes. And I did that for so long, you guys. And like I said, it's something I still struggle with. It's like, you know, if I say this or if I do this or whatever, you know, how is it going to be received? But what I've come to understand, you guys, is anything that comes from my heart, right? Anything that is authentic, whether it's, you know, received well or not, you know, at least I am being authentic to me. And my most important, or, you know, the person that I want to like be authentic to the most is myself, right? Because if you're not authentic and congruent within yourself, then that naturally creates barriers and issues for you with other relationships, right, that you have. So you have to be authentic to yourself first and foremost, and that trickles down to you being authentic with everybody else, right? If you're comfortable in your own skin, it won't really matter what people say or think, because at least you're comfortable in your own skin. You're being authentic and true to yourself, right? And so I just want to encourage you guys to not dim your light, to not be afraid of being the unicorn. And here's what happens when you're the unicorn, my loves. So, you know, let's say you have this great idea, or let's say you naturally stand out, or you want to write a certain book, or you want to create a certain course, or, you know, what have you, whatever area of your life you're being the unicorn in right now. What happens is, you know, when you present your idea to people, they're going to laugh at you. They're going to call you naive. They're going to tell you you're crazy. They're going to tell you to dim it down some. They're going to tell you that that's not possible, right? If you have some cutting edge product that you want to create, or maybe something in the tech industry, right? People are going to doubt you. And what that's going to do is that's going to cause you to, you know, sometimes backtrack and say, well, maybe they're right. Maybe I shouldn't actually create this thing. Maybe, you know, it's not going to work out the way that I think it is. Maybe I am going to make a fool of myself, right? Maybe I should look into fitting in with the crowd and I shouldn't try to stand out so much. And so a lot of times that can cause us to totally give up on our dreams and what we are here to do, right? Maybe you are the next iPhone creator, right? Maybe you are the person who's supposed to create that magnificent work of art. Maybe you are the next, you know, maybe you are supposed to put out a song that's like a number one hit, right, on the charts, right? Maybe that is what you're meant to do, or one of the things that you're meant to do in this life. But because you're listening to people, because you're letting all of that negative energy and the naysayers bring you down, basically, you give up on your dreams and you never realize your true potential, you guys. And let me tell you, as humans, you guys, we are not supposed to stay stagnant. Humans are meant to grow. Humans are meant to evolve. Humans are meant to create, right? We are creators, right? And so if we're constantly staying stagnant, if we're constantly dimming our light, if we're constantly trying to fit into this box that people or society has told us that we need to fit into, we are not living up to our truest human potential, you guys. We are meant to grow and expand. Like, just look at the last 50 years, you guys. Look at how far technology has come. Look at laptops, right? Look at cell phones, right? Guys, cell phones, like when I was little, I remember landline phones. I'm only 34 years old, you guys. I remember landline phones. I remember the little rotary phones, right? I remember when if you had a cell phone, you were looked to be as like rich or wealthy, right? Like regular common folk didn't have cell phones, right? I remember that in my lifetime, and I'm 34 years old, you guys. I remember CDs. If I were to ask my son, who's 4 years old, what a CD is, he has no idea. He doesn't know what a CD is. He doesn't know what a DVD is, right? That is how fast we are evolving. And that is human nature. Humans create, you know, we are meant to expand. We are meant to grow. And so if you are constantly letting people or your own, sometimes it's not people, sometimes it's our own fears. Because we're like, well, how are people going to look at me if I do this or if I say that or if I put this out, right? Sometimes it's us that's holding our own selves back. And then other times it is people. And sometimes it's a mixture of both. But whether it's people or yourself or what have you, if you continue to let people dim your light, and to let people, you know, make you a horse when you're supposed to be a unicorn, then you are not living up to your truest potential, you guys. And, you know, a lot of you are the trendsetters, right? You are the trendsetters. You are the people who are supposed to create the next cell phone, right? Or something like it, right? You're the person who's supposed to put out that beautiful piece of music that changes the world or that product or that service, right? But because you're so stuck on what other people are saying and thinking about you, you know, it's dimming your light. And I want you to think about this, right? In the next 30 years, when you look back on this time and you know, let's say you don't create that product that you were meant to create. When you look back on this time in 30 years, are you going to be happy with the fact that you listened to people? Or are you going to regret the fact that you didn't go ahead and create that product or service or whatever it is, despite what other people said? And I bet you, like for most of you anyway, I bet you that it's going to be that you are going to regret the fact that you didn't live up to your truest potential. We are not supposed to fit into a box, you guys. As humans, you know, I like to think there is no box, right? Society created a box for us, but I don't feel like, you know, we're meant to be in this box. Like, we are creators. And as creators, you know, it's like the world is your oyster. Sky's the limit. If you can think of it, it can become a reality. So think of like the craziest things that you have ever thought of in your life. If you can think of it, it can become a reality, right? And so, you know, you might not know how to make it a reality. You might have to partner up with people or do a ton of research or get some schooling or take some courses or travel the world and learn about different cultures and experience different things, right? So you might not have all of the tools and the resources at this moment to make it a reality, but the fact that you can even think about it means that it can be a reality. And speaking of reality, you guys, like this is a totally different topic, but what, you know, what really is reality? Like I've been doing some research on, if you guys haven't heard of like the metaverse, right? It boggles my mind. And if you haven't heard of the metaverse, like do some research on it if you feel called to, only if you feel called to. But, you know, I've just been researching it a little bit lately because I've been hearing so much about it. Like every podcast, you know, I turn on, we're talking about the metaverse and all of these YouTube videos that I've been watching, you know, these are YouTube videos or people that I usually watch, but now I'm seeing the content talk more and more and more and more and more, you know, about the metaverse. So I was like, okay, let me, you know, actually look into this and see what it is. And, you know, whatever you believe about it, you guys, or however you feel about it, like, I'm not here to talk about that or to put my opinions on anyone. I was just curious about it because I kept hearing about it. And it just, like, it's fascinating and quite, like, in my opinion, it like makes me nervous because it's like, wow, you can literally, like, it's literally this new reality that is being created right before our eyes, you guys. Like, this, you know, I watched a video where this woman was having a meeting, like, her avatar was having a full-on, like, business meeting, like how you would have meetings for work on Zoom. Like, it was a full-on meeting, but it was like her avatar having this meeting, and she put on, you know, the, I don't know what you call it. I'm going to call it goggles. I know it's not goggles. Please forgive me. But she put on the metaverse goggles or whatever. You can clearly tell how much I know about this. And she was having a meeting, you guys, inside of this new universe, inside of this new world, and people are like buying land. You can apparently buy land inside of the metaverse, like how, you know, people can buy land in this 3D reality. Now you can buy land inside of the metaverse. I've been looking into like NFTs and how you can buy digital artwork that's like, that can't be, like, only you own it, right? And there's only one piece of this artwork. And apparently, you know, if you're the sole owner, then that's supposed to be, like, I look at it as the equivalent of like owning a Mona Lisa or something, or the Mona Lisa. Like, you know, how rare and how mind-boggling that would be to own the Mona Lisa. But apparently, you know, there's all of this digital artwork that you can own, and you can be the sole owner. And there's just so, like, a literal whole world is being created right now, you guys. A whole new world. A whole new world. A whole new world is being created right now. And I was like, you know, it would behoove me to learn about this because, you know, this is where the world is heading, you guys. Like, this is whether you like it or not, however you feel about it, you know, honestly, it makes me nervous because it's like, whoa, this is really mind-boggling. But I also thought about it from the aspect of, you know, my son is 4. So by the time he gets to be a teenager or a young adult, like, the metaverse is going to be so normal to him, right? And I need to learn about what his world is going to be like, because this world is changing so quickly, you guys. Like, think about it. We were playing CDs in a CD player not that long ago. In my lifetime, we were playing CDs in a CD player. We were playing DVDs. I remember cassette tapes in my lifetime. I remember pagers in my lifetime. And that's how quickly, you know, things are changing. This world is changing. And I said, you know, by the time my son gets to be a teenager, by the time he gets to be a young adult, I really need to know what his world is going to be like. So I'm not like stuck in the year 2021, not knowing about the different, you know, what's going on, right? It would be like me in the year 2021, still talking about a cassette tape when all of our music is digital now. Like, how crazy would I be to still talking about, like, oh, I popped in my cassette tape today, right? And I'm not knocking, if you do still listen to cassette tapes, I'm not knocking you. It was just an example. But you know, like, you know, when my son gets to be a teenager or a young adult. I want to know what his world is going to be like. I don't want to have to catch up and have to learn everything, right? And by the time he's that age, the metaverse is going to be normal to him. It's going to be like us talking about a cell phone or a Zoom call or the internet, right? It's going to be a normal way of life. So I'm not here, you know, I've read a lot of different opinions about it. I honestly don't know how I feel about it. I just know it makes me nervous because it's like, whoa, like we're literally creating a whole world right now, like literally. But whether, you know, whatever you feel about it, I think that, you know, it would just be beneficial to do a little bit of research so you're not like totally like oblivious when it becomes like the norm, right? So what I'm saying, you know, you guys, is that that's like cutting edge, right? Somebody had to create that, or to think of that, or a group of people, right, had to come up with the metaverse, right? People had to come up with, you know, cell phone designs, right? People, like if you talked about a streetlight 300 years ago, right? Nobody would know what a streetlight is, but now the streetlight is so normal to us now, right? Those are the unicorns of our world, you guys, the people who create, the people who were laughed at or who were ridiculed and who were told that their idea is outrageous. Those are the people who create the world that we're living in now. And if you're supposed to create something that's, you know, the next cell phone or the next, you know, I don't know, the next like laptop, right? If you're meant to create that, it does not serve you to dim your light and to hold yourself back because people don't understand, right? Because people can't see your vision, because people, you know, can't wrap their brains around what it is that you're trying to create. It's not up to you to, you know, convince people to buy into your vision. It's up to you to create what it is that you're meant to create, and then people will jump on the bandwagon later, right? I bet the first person who owned a cell phone, people were probably looking at that person like, oh my God, like, what is that? That's weird. That's crazy, right? Oh my God, that I'm not going to own that. I don't know what that is. That just looks, you know, I bet people had a lot of opinions about cell phones when they first came out. But now look at us, right? It's almost like if you don't own a cell phone, like, what are you doing, right? So you're, you know, at first, whatever you're creating, you guys, people are going to ridicule you. People are going to crucify you. People are going to call you crazy. People are going to try to, you know, check you into the psych ward and think that you're like out of your mind. Right? But I want to encourage you and motivate you to keep going despite their opinions, because you are supposed to create what, you know, what in 10 years or 20 years is going to be the norm, right? You're meant to create that now, whether people understand it or not, whether people can buy into your vision and see your vision or not. You know what vision God gave you. You know what you're meant to create. And yeah, it might even scare you a little bit. And I think that if it scares you, that means that you're on the right track, because that means that it's so big that it's going to be like trend setting, like people, it's going to change the world, right? If it's scary to you, that means it's meant to change the world. And I want to encourage you to keep going, right? Eventually, as you continue to go and as you don't give up on your dreams and you don't give up on yourself, what's going to happen is those laughs are going to start to die down a little bit, right? So maybe 100 people were laughing at you, and then a year later, only 50 people are laughing at you, and the other 50 are starting to get curious about what you're doing, right? Maybe 6 months after that, only 25 people are laughing at you, and then the 75 people, you know, are curious and trying to, like, sort of, you know, maybe they start buying your products just to test it out, right? So what I'm saying is eventually the laughter is going to turn into, you know, support. The laughter is going to turn into admiration. The laughter is going to turn into questions of like, oh my God, how did you do this? How did you create this? This is so cool, right? At first, people are going to laugh and make fun of you and tell you that you're crazy and tell you that you need to stay in your little box, right? But eventually, if you keep going and if you have that tunnel vision and if you don't give up, those laughs are going to turn into like, wow, what you created is a masterpiece. I can't believe you did this. You're a genius, right? That is the unicorn in you, you guys. That is what you are meant to be. So I want to encourage you to continue to be the unicorn. Please don't dim your light. Please don't try to fit in. And it doesn't even have to be you creating something trend-setting or something that changes the world. You just being you may encourage people to step out of their shell and be more of themselves. So if you're the life of the party, right? People who usually are the wallflowers and stand on the wall, they, you know, the next party they go to, they might say, oh, well, I want to try to dance in the middle of the floor now because I saw the last guy or the last girl dance in the middle of the floor. Maybe your outfit makes a statement and people, you know, at first people laugh at your outfit, but then the next month you see people wearing your same outfit, right? And you're like, man, you laughed at me before, but you know, now you're wearing my outfit. Now it's the trend, right? So it doesn't have to be some like, oh my God, I'm, you know, creating the next iPhone, right? But just you being the unicorn in your world, right? Whatever that means for you, right? Maybe, you know, you're the person who, you know, I don't know, like the way that you do something at work, the way that you work or complete your job, right? Maybe it's a lot different from how your coworkers or your counterparts complete their projects. But then one day they look at your system and the way that you're doing things and they're like, whoa, this is, you know, unique. I never would have thought to do it that way, right? So in your world, how can you be the unicorn in your world? And how can you stop dimming your light in your world? So I want to just encourage you, my loves, to be the unicorn. Continue to be the unicorn because you never know how that's going to affect the people around you. You're going to encourage people and motivate people to be the unicorn as well. And if we're all unicorns, imagine what this world would be, you guys, if we all stop trying to fit into this box, this like fake box. That shouldn't even really exist. You know, how amazing would this world be if we were all living up to our truest potential, if we were all being what we're meant to be, and that is creators. We are meant to be creators, my love. So be the unicorn. Okay, my loves, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I enjoyed this episode. This was so fun. So be the unicorn and tell me how you're going to be the unicorn this week. So come and chat with me at Gratitude First, Gratitude1ST on Instagram or on YouTube, or you can email me at hello@gratitudefirst.com. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I love you so much, and I hope you have an amazing day. Bye-bye. you for tuning into the Gratitude First podcast. Remember to subscribe for more positive episodes that plant seeds of goodness. Let's be friends on social. Come say hi to me on Instagram at Gratitude First. If you resonated with this episode, please leave a comment and spread the word about the podcast by telling everyone you know. I love you, stay blessed, and manifest those dreams. Have a magnificent day, Gratitude Gardeners.